James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Yeah, we've been playing this all week. Otis Blackwell, All Shook Up. You know what? Babylon B, let's do it. The Babylon B, our friends over at the Babylon B, and we love the Babylon B. This is their parody song.
Do phones. I got a story. I got a story. California story. We'll do phones. That is a beautiful parody, Wish We All Could Leave California Now, by our friends at the Babylon Bee put that together. Speaking of California, California voters, according to recent polling, would like Gavin Newsom to run for president. They don't want Joe Biden, and they don't want their very own Vice President Kamala Harris. She is trailing. California Democrats not convinced Biden should run again. And they think, and there's another story today, I didn't bother to print it out, that right now there's a campaign on, the campaign has begun to make Gavin Newsom the head of the Democrat, the de facto head of the Democrat Party, to start him challenging Joe Biden. Okay, we got him? Ladies and gentlemen, right now, my good friend Todd Herman joins us. Todd does his own show out on the West Coast. Todd, you may remember, guest host of Rush Limbaugh for many, many years. And Todd, the reason I asked Todd to come on is because very early on, a few years ago, Todd did more research than anyone else that I knew in this business on what was going on with gender and minors, particularly. And I'd just love to get his take on what's happening today. Todd, welcome. How are you? Welcome to Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour.
Oh, my dear friend, it is so good to talk with you. Thank you for having me on. What an honor. It hit us. Washington State, I had listeners coming to me telling me nightmare stories. I dug into it. Then I've disclosed on my own show or at the ToddHermanShow.com that my family and I went through an adolescence and family long journey through mental health. And what we saw was counselors and therapists and doctors and teachers pushing this on children and making the parents the problem. And as I did the research, I learned that this was top-down, extraordinarily well-funded, from the Pritzker family to the Thomas Reuters Foundation to some of the largest law firms on earth. completely focused on doing an end around the voters and going through the bureaucracies and even the libraries. The drag queen story time stuff that came up was happening, and none of that was a coincidence. And sitting right at the center of that is the wonderful Pritzker family, the governor of Illinois and his brother, who now is medically altered to look like a woman, putting their funds behind this. So it is an extraordinarily well-funded, top-down effort to change children's bodies and minds in society.
Why? What is really behind all of this? People are wondering, okay, what's let me just back up for a moment. 2 days ago, there was a story. This woman that's done a great job lives of TikTok. She has exposed teachers in their own words. She's just brought it to light, things that they've been saying, and she's exposed many of these people that have, like, there's a Yale University professor bragging about how their program starts with the journey of genderism with three-year-olds from Yale University, right? Now, this woman at TikTok talked about Boston Children's Hospital, and she said that Boston's Children's Hospital, the story that she put out there was that they were doing hysterectomies on young people. She never put an age. The mainstream press jumped in and said that she was claiming that Boston's Children's Hospital was operating on children under 18. She never said that. And then the hospital denied it and said that they were getting threats from these crazies all around the country. And Facebook promptly banned libs of TikTok. Today there's a story in the Daily Caller News Foundation. You can find it at bizpacreview.com. That yes, doctors are performing sex change surgeries on kids. Boston Children's Hospital performs mastectomies on transgender minors as young as 15 years old. And previous guidance allowed vaginoplasty to be performed on 17-year-olds. This is documents that were uncovered by the Daily News, the Daily Caller News Foundation. And so, despite what they say, this is happening. And my question again to you is why? Why all of a sudden? Why? What is behind? We know who's behind it. You told us who's behind it. But why? Why are they doing this?
Well, that ranges when you look at the parties that are behind this, and you look at the actors that are behind this. And I would tell your audience that one of the reasons I was drawn to look into this is in the state of Oregon, they've been doing this for 5 years. 6 years, and they do it without parental permission. At the age of 13, you can get wrong sex hormones. At the age of 15, you can get surgery without parental permission, or the parents will be forced to pay. Same thing in Washington State. So the whys. Pritzker family moved a bunch of their money out of hotels and into medical devices and pharma. It happens that the Pritzker, who likes to say he is a woman, is also considers himself transhuman. So you have a pharma hook up in this, that they see a massive amount of money to be made if people who've been conned into believing that they can change their sex. And that's one element to this. The other element is power. When you take a group of people who are now reliant upon pharma for the illusion of who they are, no longer made in the image of God, but now in the image of pharma, they are now reliant upon a political group to begin to provide them that. So that then empowers the sexual left. And at the center of all of this, and this is the most bizarre for me and the hardest to swallow, is a desire to have fewer people reproduce. The first time I heard that, I said, that's nuts. No one's doing that. That's pure insanity. But now that I have experienced this and read into it, no, there is a great desire to reduce the human population. And people who are put on puberty blockers at the age of 8 or 9, despite what these people say, that it's reversible, it's nonsense. They're using Lupron, which is designed to kill the prostate glands of cancer patients. Not approved for that use. It's not, you can't go back in time and go through puberty. So there's that aspect to it. And then there's the good old fashioned, because we can, we should. And that has to do with scientists who practice that ethos, because we can, we should. And where this ends is truly in the theater of the bizarre, but it's happening now. You know, the good friends, the Chinese Communist Party are practicing putting pig wombs in men, so men can then have babies, and no harm could possibly come of that. What bad could come from a child being gestated in a pig womb in a male body?
Goodness, this, Todd, seriously, they're doing this. This isn't just some fantasy that.
No, it's very real. And what I think parents must understand, and grandparents must understand, is that they view you as the great impediment to your child's ultimate freedom from being confined to the biological sex that God gave them. That word transgender is a made up and manufactured word because it can mean anything from, for instance, this case in Washington State, a young man said, "Hey, call me a woman," 3 or 4 months ago. Now he gets to sit in a locker room and watch little girls undress and use the bathroom. And when an 80-year-old woman confronts that young man who hasn't been altered in any way, she's the bad person. She's kicked out.
This happened in YMCA. We covered it there. And by the way, the 80-year-old woman who actually objected to this biological man supervising girls,
yep,
when they used the bathroom, and in locker rooms, this 80-year-old woman was subject to a mob of so-called transgender activists trying to attack, at least intimidate her when she was holding a press conference last week.
I spoke with a friend of mine who has fought this battle for a very long time, named Lynn Chadwick. She was there. These men had support. I've seen the pictures and the videos of the men that came out to support this. Pretty muscled up dudes who were pushing 60 and 80-year-old women to the ground, seizing the microphone from a black woman. Now, just imagine this. This is a black woman and a rape survivor who wants to say, "I prefer not to have men observing me in the shower against my will," and she's not allowed to speak. And wouldn't you know it, the people pushing her to the ground and seizing the microphone are white men, and probably from Seattle, who bust themselves up to Port Townsend to go do this. So at every step of the way, one thing to understand is that logic doesn't apply. Compassion doesn't apply. We have, and it's New York, it's California, it's Washington State, there are male rapists housed in female prisons.
Yes.
And in the state of Washington, the dictator of that state, Jay Inslee, they have wiped the record so you can't find the true sex of people in there. The ACLU has insisted on this. So the Uber effect of all this plays right into what the left has wanted for a long time, which is the critical theory based destruction of America. They're now down to the level of destroying the minds and the bodies of 5-year-olds. But what this does to families, and this is the most devastating thing, and this is what I watched, and this is why I became so interested, is if you as a parent will not say to your 11-year-old daughter who walks into you and says, "I'm a boy," if you do not say, "Yes, you are, let's get you chopped up and shot up," you're the problem, you're the bigot. And in states like Washington and Oregon, they'll come for you. And in other states, they'll come for your kids. You will lose your parental rights because you will not confirm a lie.
We are living in frightening times. So I'm going to invite you back again. People need to hear more about this. You early on, and I told the story before, early on, this was years ago when you first started talking to me about these things. And Todd, I'm embarrassed to say I told you, "Look, Todd, we can't really cover this in depth yet because the public isn't ready to hear a lot of these things. We were on a national show, and all that would have done would have been to, at that point, I thought, just bring fire down upon you. Needless fire. And of course, you're the guest host of the show, and I didn't want to take that risk with you as a guest host. We loved you guest hosting the show. Didn't want to have to embroil in any controversy, but you've been on this from day one. And I say again, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the most knowledgeable broadcaster in America on what America is facing right now with these gender wars, so to speak. He's been on this for years. So we're going to have you back, Todd, if you don't mind.
It would be an absolute honor, as always. It's great pleasure to hear your voice, and congratulations on what you've done with this program. It's just stellar.
Thank you, my friend. Todd Herman, ToddHerman.com, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back. Boston Early's Rush Hour Friday. Your call's coming up. Don't go away.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.